a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
It is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, and Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope you guys are surviving these dog days of August. It's been very, very hot and humid and muggy in our part of the woods, but I'd rather have that than the below freezing temperatures, and I know we're just a few months away.
So, I love the winter.
Yeah, I know, right? Don't even want to think about that. Hey, but if you guys are tackling some projects during these warmer days, or maybe you're dreaming of some projects you want to take on when it lightens up a little bit, maybe gets a little more refreshing to work outside in the fall, whatever's on your to-do list, whether it's a repair, an improvement, a decorating challenge, a decorating dilemma, you know, if something broke down, you don't know which way to go, this is the kind of thing that we can help you with. We've been at this for 20 years. We've got experience in everything you can imagine when it comes to houses. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector. Leslie grew up with a pencil in her hands. She's been decorating ever since, right?
It's true.
You grew up with a dad that was a famous architect and a decorator and, you know, taught you from the first time you had a crayon in your hand what colors go together, right? Or maybe you had a
makeup your
own. You
know, I wasn't allowed to move furniture without a floor plan, so.
There you go, right? So that's what kind of experience that we have to help you. We'll be happy to take your calls, your questions. You can reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Leave a message. We'll call you back next time we're in the studio or post your questions to moneypit.com. We hope to get to as many of you today as we can. Hey, coming up on today's show, when you look outside your house, does the garage door rank as the most boring surface you see? I mean, it often does if it's an older door, but today there are many styles and colors and new looks for garage doors to choose from, and replacing that door can be a simple and affordable project. So we're going to walk you through what's out there and how to get the job done just ahead.
And as the saying goes, good fences make great neighbors, but as simple as it seems, adding a fence is something many DIYers get wrong. We're going to walk you through the project so you can get it right the first time.
And if you've been dealing with expensive cooling bills and stuffy rooms or a dusty house, the problem may be your duct system. We're going to walk you through how to check your ducts for leaks and fix them fast in today's smart spending tip.
But first, we want to know what you are working on. How can we help you create your best home ever? Whether you're doing or dreaming, home improvement really is a fantastic adventure, and we can help you get to the other side.
So reach out to us right now, again, by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or posting your questions to moneypit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Tracy in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a universal design project. Tell us what you're working on.
I have a daughter who's 21 years old, and we need some help when it comes to bathing her. We're looking at doing a bathroom addition onto her room, but we don't even know really how to get started. Do we need to consult with an architect on the design advice? She's homebound, medically fragile, 100% disabled, and we just are looking at some advice on how to even get started to meet her needs so that we only have to do this one time.
Is a tub situation easier for you, or is a shower?
Probably a shower.
Okay, because there are the tubs with the doors that open. It depends on how difficult it would be to sort of move her from chair to seated tub position. You know, it just depends on how comfortable you are with the bathing situation, if you want to get in there and get wet. But Tom and I have actually done a lot of work with Universal Design and are quite familiar with some of the processes.
Well, that's right. And I do think it's a good idea to use a certified kitchen and bath designer. And that's somebody who's going to be specializing in universal design. You're going to ask specifically for someone that has that talent, because they're going to be up to speed on the best products that are out there for your particular situation and be able to recommend appropriately. And you're going to get a bathroom that actually looks nice and functions well for you. I would not call a standard remodeling contractor, because the remodeling contractor will say, yeah, I understand, I know what to do. And you know what? They just don't, because it's very specialized. In fact, some years ago, Leslie, didn't the AARP have a special certification program for contractors and architects that were working with universal design situations?
They did. It was through the Home Builders Association, and they had a special course that you could take to become certified as, you know, a universal design specialist. So you might want to start with the AARP's website just to find some recommendations of folks in your area who are certified. I believe it was called the CAPS. Certified Aging in Place Specialist Program. And, you know, even though that's not necessarily your need, it has similar associations. So you might want to start there as far as just trying to find somebody who can help you find the right products, because you want something that looks good. You don't want it to feel like a hospital. You want it to function, and you want it to be done right the first time.
They have a lot of resources for universal design. Probably the best collection anywhere online is on the AARP website. You simply click on the home and family section and then home improvement, and you'll find a lot there. They also have a section on livable communities, because the, you know, universal design just makes sense for folks of any age, whether you are a senior citizen, whether you are disabled, or whether you're just a mom that comes home with her arms full of like grocery bags and needs to pop open a door with her elbow because she can't really turn a doorknob. You know, there's tips like that that really make it so much easier for you to live comfortably in your house, regardless of age or physical condition. So I would start there as well. But make sure you work with people that are experienced in universal design. There are lots and lots of people out there. You just got to find them, okay?
Great. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Tyler in South Dakota is on the line, who's got some unwanted visitors in the yard. Moles, have you bitten it more than once in the yard due to their little hole digging?
Yes, it's actually been quite the adventure, you know, having those little friendly guys in your yard.
And they're so adorable, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're wonderful. So we have we've been having this problem with moles, and I think what this animal is called a vole, V-O-L-E.
Vole, yeah, very similar to a mole.
It's like a mole / hamster.
The reason they're there, Tyler, is they're looking for food, and specifically they're looking for grubs.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that, because my backyard has been hit by these dry patches, which I just found that I think are grubs.
Yeah, it all is making sense now, right? Because the grubs are in your lawn, they're killing your lawn, the moles are probably saving part of your grass because they're eating the grubs. But what you need to do is get some grub control, like GrubX, on that lawn, and that will get rid of the grubs. And once the grubs are gone and there's no food left, the moles will move on naturally to your neighbors and try to find where all the grubs are living.
Every 6 weeks, every 6 months, how often do I put down this?
Just follow label directions. Some of these products you can put down once a season.
Sounds great. You know, that's very helpful. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tyler. Good luck with that project. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Reach out with your DIY questions anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home improvement project today.
And just ahead, getting return on your home improvement investment is one of the most important measures of a project these days. And installing a new garage door, well, it does just that. We'll tell you about the options when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's presented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you love the Money Pit, we would appreciate it if you would share it with a friend on Apple's podcast. Now you can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Janet in Georgia on the line who wants help with a decking project. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I just had a deck built last month and, already some of the boards are kind of shrinking because it's been raining on and off a little bit.
Okay.
And I was wondering when it would be the best time to stain the wood. Is it that I'm staining it against the water or I'm just staining it in general?
Okay. Do you know what material your deck was made out of?
We bought the wood at Home Depot. It was supposed to be a pre-treated wood.
So just a pressure-treated lumber.
pressure treated. That's correct.
Okay. So really what I always do with the pressure treated lumber, just because of the fact that, you know, they inject a different type of chemical into the wood itself to make it weather resistant. So it can be a little wet. And since you're dealing with a high moisture situation in your weather anyway, you might just want to give it the summer season to sort of dry out as best it can. And then in the autumn, when you're dealing with some drier, low humidity weather, it could be a great time to put a finish on it. Now, you do want to let it dry out. So if you're dealing with some wet weather as you're getting into a weekend that you want to work on the project, wait until you've had a good few days of dryness and you know it's going to be dry the day you're working so that that wood does get a chance to dry out. And then depending on how it looks and the look that you want, I definitely wouldn't paint it because paint is just going to sit right on top of that lumber and then just peel off throughout the winter season and, you know, you'll have to do something again in the spring.
Right. I really didn't want painting because I just like the look of the wood and I know that there's something that I have to do every so often. They tell me every year I'd have to stain it or something.
It really depends on what manufacturer's stain that you buy. And keep in mind there's solid color stains and there's semi-transparent stains. So if you want to see the grain in the wood, you'll want to go with something more semi-transparent so that you'll actually get some color or just some natural tone and you'll be able to see that grain through it. And you want to apply it just in the way that the manufacturer says. And you're probably going to get about 3 years on horizontal surfaces, maybe 5 on vertical before you've got to tackle it again. Depends on how dry that lumber is on that decking when you do, you know, put the stain on.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you guys love pets like we do, we've got a fun new contest that's live now on MoneyPit.com. It's called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it is paw-scented. Get it? Paw-scented by LL Flooring.
Now, to enter, guys, all you need to do is post a picture of your pet with a short description and then share your entry and invite your friends to vote. The top 3 vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy. Something for you, something for your pet. I love it. Now, you can choose from It really does. Now, you can choose from any of LL Flooring's beautiful styles, including scratch-resistant floors, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, or waterproof vinyl.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest at moneypit.com/contest.
Head north to Ian in Vancouver. Well, I guess north and west. Now, Ian's working on a flooring project and having some difficulty in the corner. Tell us about it.
I'm putting down hardwood floor in my son's bedroom. And as I get close to the wall with the flooring stapler, I can't drive the staples into the planks and into the plywood below. And so I'm wondering if I should take a finishing nailer and finish those planks as I get closer to the wall, or if there's another solution to that problem.
Hey, Mike, that's a great question. And I've certainly worked a lot with floors over the years. And I understand what you're saying because the hardwood floor nailer, the nailer that's designed to work with tongue and groove, you need some space between that behind that so that you can drive the plank in. And when you get close to the wall, of course, you don't have that space. So here's the trick of the trade. You drop the pieces of wood in as you get closer to the wall, but because you can't get to the tongue part of it to nail it in, you are going to use a finish nail. Now, the key to using a finish nail, though, is you can't just drive it in the board because one of two things will happen. Either the finish nail will bend or the board will crack. So what you want to do is essentially drill a hole, a pilot hole for the finish nail, but I'm going to give you a really creative way to do that that I've done for years and years and years, and it works great. And that is to take that finish nail and stick the nail in your drill so that the nail itself becomes the drill bit. And in doing so, what it does is it sort of separates the fibers of the wood, but it doesn't really cut them. So it allows the nail to pass through it, but it doesn't really put a lot of slack around the nail. Now, you can do this with a finish nail as the drill bit itself, or if you're doing a lot of it, you can invest in a really handy tool. I think it's made by Vermont American, and it's called a nail spinner, and it's designed for just that. You put this in a drill, and it's kind of like a chuck that's designed to hold a finish nail. You stick the finish nail on the end of the nail spinner, the nail spinner's in the drill, and then you spin it into the hardwood, pull the drill and the nail spinner off, and then finish it off by hammering it right through and down. So a finish nail is definitely the way to go. And make sure that you fill those holes and blend it in nicely. And I might even put a little bit of glue under those boards. This way you can use fewer nails when you're trying to tie them down. Well, from the top of the roof down to the grass on the lawn, the curb appeal of a home is determined by lots of things, including your garage door. But according to the 2021 Cost versus Value Study by Remodeling Magazine, a garage door replacement has the highest cost recoup value of any home improvement project. The highest. It's amazing.
Now, a new door can return 93.8% of the project's cost when it comes time to sell, which is why now is a better time than ever to update that garage door. And if that's a project that you'd like to tackle, here are three tips to help from the expert at Haas Door.
Now, first you want to take a step back and look at the home overall. Think about the style of the home's exterior, the colors on the house, and the textures. Then determine what kind of garage door would look best, smooth or wood grain, and what color or texture would best complement the home's overall exterior.
Yeah, next, you've got to decide if a solid garage door or one with windows that allow light into the garage will work best for your home. If you're choosing windows, you've got to look at the style of window on the front of the home, including the grids, and along with the windows that you've got in the front door. Then you want to look for a garage door that has a very similar window style.
And be sure you select a garage door that can handle weather conditions for your region. So, for example, if your home is in an area that is prone to hurricanes or high winds, you'll need to choose a door that's built to meet the Miami-Dade Building Code, which is pretty much well known as the strongest building code for hurricane resistance. If you'd like more tips, you can read our post, How to Pick the Perfect Garage Door, which is online now at moneypit.com.
Pat and I was on the line with a question about painting. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I would like to paint my aluminum siding on my home. I can't afford to side it right now, and I was wondering if it's possible to paint aluminum siding.
Absolutely. There's no reason you can't paint aluminum siding. What you want to do is clean the house really well, power wash it perhaps, and then you're going to have to prime that siding. That's really important.
Otherwise, nothing is going to stick.
Exactly. So you need to do a primer coat.
Okay. Well, what kind of primer?
Well, you're going to use a primer that's designed to work with the paint that you select. So, for example, if you're going to work with the Benjamin Moore family of paints, you're going to use a Benjamin Moore primer.
Okay.
And the primer is the glue. It's the adhesive coat. That's what makes the paint stick. And then you put the top coat on top of that.
Now, will this peel on the south side where the sun hits?
No, not if you do a good job on the prep. You know, that's why we're telling you to prime it. Because the siding is metal, that paint job should last you a good 8 to 10 years. It lasts less if it's an organic material like wood siding, but with metal siding, it can last a long time if it's done well.
Oh, good. That's a good thing to know. Okay, I wasn't sure I could even do it. I thought maybe it would just peel right off. Now, the power wash, is that just... I'd have to hire somebody to probably do that.
Yeah, I mean, unless you happen to have your own pressure washer, yeah, you'd have to hire somebody to do that. And they'll use the detergent and clean off any dirt and debris and algae and so on that's on the metal. And you let it dry really, really well. Then you prime, then you paint. I mean, it's a big project, Pat. You know, if you're not comfortable with, 10-foot, 20-foot ladders, depending on how high your house is, you might want to hire a painter to do this.
No, I'd probably hire someone else to do it, but do you think it'd be real expensive, or would I be better off to find a good vinyl siding man to put?
Well, I think that you don't have to side the house. You don't have to put siding. You can paint this house and paint it successfully, and I think it will be less expensive than siding.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Pat.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, presented by Angie. Now, Angie's List is now called Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, as the saying goes, good fences make great neighbors, but as simple as that sounds, adding a fence is something that many DIYers get wrong. We're going to walk you through that project next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
join the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReadingColt45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
See the beautiful green lawn beyond the fence. You're going to use something that's maybe like a black metal fence. So you have to think about those purposes first. Now, when it comes to your neighbors and local regulations, this is where you definitely don't want to get it wrong. You need to figure out whether the fence meets zoning requirements and if any permits are required, because in many towns you're going to have a height limitation. You may have some gate requirements and so on. If you're in doubt, you need to talk to the planning or construction department of your municipality and find out what's up. Next, let your neighbors in on the plan. You know, people take things in different ways. They get weird sometimes, but if you just say, hey, just want to let you know I'm putting a fence up, and you know, the good side's going to face your property, because that's a requirement, by the way. You got to have the good side out. And, of course, you need to be really sure where that property line is. You do not want to mess that up, because if you do, you might be giving the neighbor a fence instead of one on your side. So make sure that you're following that property line and you know exactly where that is. And if you let them know in advance that this is going to happen, then it doesn't, you know, bode any resentment from neighbor to neighbor, which is just something you can easily avoid if you just kind of bring them in on the communication.
So, Tom, you were mentioning, you know, different types of materials, different styles of fencing. How do you know what the right type of fence material is for your home? You know, you want to make sure it's going to wear well and withstand the elements. So how do you choose?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got, like, for example, wood or vinyl or chain link. If you don't want any maintenance at all, you would probably go with vinyl. But even saying that, I know that vinyl tends to grow algae and moss a little bit more quickly in some cases than wood. So no matter what you do, you're going to have some level of maintenance. But in my home, I've always gone with wood fences because I just like the traditional wood fence. But before I put fencing up, I treat it with a preservative, especially if it's not a pressure-treated material. And then I stain it, and I always stain it with solid color because I know that the more pigment in the stain, the longer it's going to last. And finally, and this is a really important tip, and it's one that you have to almost instruct fence installers to do if you're not doing this yourself, and that is to make sure you keep adequate space below the fence, because the quickest way to wear out your fence is to have it sink into contact with grade. If it sinks into the lawn, or if it sinks to the point where the grass is always sort of over top of it, or the weeds are on top of it, or they're growing up over it, so it's always staying wet, it's going to rot. So I set my fences so they're at least 6 inches off grade, maybe even a little bit more. You know, in my case, I wasn't trying to keep a small dog inside the yard or anything like that. But this way, I know that air is getting under there and it's drying it out. And frankly, I've had fencing last 15 years. That was like spruce, you know, which should have rotted like in 5, but last 3 times that much because I didn't let it get too wet and I made sure I treated it properly when I first installed it.
All of those are good tips. So when you're thinking about a fence project, keep all of that in mind. And remember, keep those neighbors happy as well.
Robert in Michigan needs some help with a composite deck. How can we help you?
I was just wondering, have the composite materials for the deck, have they come up with anything yet that is good for not fading? I've run into some problems with the materials I have available to me here in northern Michigan. I don't know if it's the weather, the sunshine, or what, but the composite materials seem to fade real bad up here.
That's interesting. You know, I've not seen that, and I've used composite decking for many, many years. There is a company out called Clear, K-L-E-E-R. It's got a product called Clear Decking. They're one of the new sponsors of our show, and I had a chance to look at their product up close at the Remodeler Show just a few months ago, and I was pretty impressed by it. And the Clear Decking is made of PVC, and so the color is solid through this. It comes in 7 different colors. And I don't think you'd see any fade with that, and they've got a lifetime warranty, so I doubt they'd put that on there if there's any fade issues.
Okay.
I think that the newer products are probably pretty good and are going to protect you against fade. Take a look at their website. It's cleardecking.com. It's a good place to start, K-L-E-E-R-decking.com.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
What are you guys working on these last few summer weekends that we've got? Whatever it is, let us give you a hand, so make sure you reach out to 888-MONEY-PIT. And the Money Pit is presented by Angie. Well, Angie's List is now Angie, and now is really a great time to book your next home project. You can get started at Angie.com. Coming up, if you've been dealing with expensive cooling bills, stuffy rooms, or a dusty house, the problem may be your duct system. We're going to walk you through how to check your ducts for leaks and fix them fast in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-zented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top 3 vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest, presented by LL Flooring.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at KregTool.com. That's KregTool.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, guys, on The Money Pit Podcast, you can get a new episode every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. So if you'd like to follow us, you can go to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Judy in Florida is on the line with a countertop situation. What happened? You scraped it? You cut it? What'd you do?
The previous owners had painted it. And I took a razor blade and went up under it, and I was able to get all of that paint off. But evidently they sanded the tops, and I would like to bring some light back into the top.
Wait, is it wood? Is it butcher block? Is it laminate?
It's laminate, yes. And it's in good shape. It's just that it's dull. It's got the marble look.
I mean, you've got a couple of options. You could paint it again. There are several different companies that make a laminate painting kit. Rust-Oleum has a couple of different products, Modern Masters, and, Tom, there was that one we saw in Vegas. It's named after the guy's daughter. It's got two marbling kits in it.
Yeah, I have seen that, and I prefer not to do that. I read an article somewhere, and I cannot find the article, that said that you could use car wax, paste wax,
sure,
and buff it. Would that look? I mean, the countertop looks fine. It just needs a gloss. You know, I don't want a real high gloss, I just want it to look better.
Well, there's no reason you couldn't use the car wax. It's not all that, except that I wouldn't want my food to be in contact with it. But other than that, I think it's probably okay.
That's a good idea, surely. Well, I thank you for your time.
You're
your
very
suggestions.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, have you been paying high utility bills, maybe for your AC this summer? Do you feel like your rooms are a bit stuffy? Is there a lot of dust around the house? According to the EPA's Energy Star program, it could very well be your duct system. We've got some DIY tips to help you seal off those energy leaks and improve your comfort in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Customized Credit Card.
Yeah, you know, first of all, it's important to understand the basics. Now, in houses with forced air heating and cooling systems, the ducts are used to distribute conditioned air throughout the house. And a duct system that is properly sealed and insulated can make your home more comfortable and more energy efficient. However, in a typical home, about 20 to 30% of the air that moves through the duct system is lost due to leaks, holes, even poorly installed ductwork. Now, the result is that your utility bill is going to be higher and get higher and higher, and then it's hard to keep the house comfortable no matter what you set the thermostat at.
But how do you know if your ducts actually leak, and what does it exactly take to fix them? Well, here's a DIY approach to finding and sealing duct problems in your house. You want to start by inspecting the ducts that you can see. So ducts in the basement, in the attic, in the garage. Ask yourself a few questions. First, are there any obvious holes or gaps or disconnections in the ducts? If there is duct tape, the old-fashioned gray tape, is it dried out and loose and kind of cracking and crumbly? Are the connections where the ducts connect to vents and registers, are they all well sealed where they meet the floor and the wall and the ceiling? If you have flex ducts, those are the kind that are usually foil faced and insulated. You want to make sure that there's no places where there's hard turns with those. They have to have gentle curves. They can't have like 90 degree curves. And they're not ripped. They're not torn. They're not squashed. Often they'll get stepped on. If you have storage up in the attic or you've had tradesmen up there, they can get completely disconnected. I've found in the years I spent as a professional home inspector, an entire piece of duct system disconnected. In fact, you know, for those that work in like attic spaces, I know that one of the tricks of the trade is to actually take a supply duct and disconnect it from one of the systems so that you can cool off the attic while you work, and maybe they forgot to put it back. Now, if you find any leaks or holes, you need to seal those, but you need to seal them with something called mastic, which is a special type of putty sealant that's designed for ducts. Or you could use tape, but not the old gray duct tape that you're so familiar with for every other kind of repair. That is not actually designed for ducts, believe it or not. And what will happen is it will dry out and fall off. There's a type of tape that is metal-backed and has a foil face. Its technical name is UL-181 tape, and that's what you need to seal in your ducts. Use that to wrap any of those loose connections, especially where the ducts go through unconditioned spaces. So again, attics, basements, crawl spaces, garages. make sure those ducts are sealed and wrapped with duct insulation, and that will keep them from getting hot in the summer or cold in the winter.
Well, that's pretty straightforward. You know, it really is an easy DIY project that will bring you year-round comfort and energy efficiency. And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, now we've got Ed in Tennessee on the line who has a question about a crawl space. How can we help you today?
I'm thinking about putting my dogs in my crawl space. I've got a large crawl space, and I was wanting to, and they're big dogs, and I was going to take and build beds out of treated lumber and put, like, shavings in them, cedar shavings, and just wondering if there's something I haven't thought about doing that, if there's a downside to it.
Well, are they house-trained? Are they going to treat the crawl space like the backyard, so to speak?
They're house-trained.
As long as they're going to keep it clean down there, my friend, I don't see any reason why you might not want to do that. It certainly will be cool and comfortable for them in that space in the summer.
That's what I was thinking, so.
You know, it's pretty much like leaving them outside, except they've got a little shade. But as long as they're not going to, you know, cause any problems in there and use it as a bathroom, then I wouldn't worry about it.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today. Coming up, we've got a weird problem to discuss with Maria. Now, Maria says that when she flushes one toilet, something happens with another. There's always weird plumbing mysteries in homes, and we're going to help her get to the bottom of it.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Bye.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, Leslie, we were talking earlier about return on investment when you make an improvement to your house. And the front door, fixing that thing up, actually also is a great ROI because it changes the whole look of your house and really makes people pay attention. And I know that that's a project you just did. How'd it go?
It's a great project. It's funny. We have this big, solid mahogany door that I wanted to keep wood and make it look beautiful, but the staining was, quite frankly, a pain in the butt. And it was really looking worse for the wear because we just get hit with the sun all day on the front door. And so I said, I'm going to paint it this time, and I'm going to paint it black. And because I don't have, you know, a screen door or anything, I painted it on the hinges. And, you know, I had to make sure it stayed open so the sun wasn't beating on it and the dog didn't get out. I mean, it was a project and a half. And it's funny, as the door started to close, the paint would bubble up a little bit. So it was really a battle of, like, making sure the sun didn't destroy it. And at the end, I closed the door when it was finally dry at the end of the day, and there were like two lines that were still the primer because the way the sun was making a shadow on the witch room.
Oh, no.
I couldn't see that I missed those two spots. But boy, what a difference. And the house looks amazing with the black door, and it's such a simple little change. And
that's a great project.
I couldn't believe I didn't do it sooner.
Did you take it off the hinges to do it, or did you do it in place?
I did it in place, only because
I know it's a really heavy door.
It's crazy heavy. I don't have a screen door. I don't, like, I had no means of doing it on my own. So I was like, I'm just keeping it on.
If you're doing that project yourself and you don't have a really heavy door and you can take it off, it's a lot easier to do it when it's, like, flat on a couple of sawhorses.
And then you can take it out of the sun.
Yeah, exactly. Really.
Maybe
really.
Wait for a cloudy day.
All right, Maria has got a weird situation going on with her bathroom toilet. She says that when we flush one toilet, it sucks water from another. Why is it happening, and is it a serious problem? Well, it's not a serious problem, but I can definitely tell you why it's happening, and it's ventilation.
Are they vented together?
Not the bath van ventilation, but no, the plumbing ventilation. You know those big pipes that come up through your roof that let air into your plumbing system? So when the water drops, air gets pulled in from one of those pipes to kind of replace it. Now, if they get clogged, the vent gets clogged between the toilet and the exit point, that's when you get that gurgling sound or these weird things where it's going to pull from another place because it has to get some air in the pipe to resolve that pressure situation. And so somewhere your ventilation system is either disconnected, it's not installed right, it's being blocked one way or the other, it could have something in it, but the vent is the issue, and you're going to have to get a plumber to address that and figure out why the vent is doing that. But it's not a serious problem. It could lead to more toilet clogs, but yeah, you really ought to get it resolved.
All right. Now, Jack wrote in saying that his shed roof is under attack from a black walnut tree. He says every year the walnuts fall from the tree, and there's so many and so heavy that they create holes as big as walnuts in the roof. So what can he do to help this? Is there a better roofing material? It's a vinyl shed roof, by the way.
Yeah, there is a better roof. I mean, in this case, Jack, I would simply use some roll roofing. Very inexpensive, and it's got a granular surface to it. It could definitely take those walnuts that are falling. It seems to me like your roof's a bit soft. And if it gets torn a little bit by those walnuts that are falling, those holes are going to open up and lead to rot. So I would just put some 3-foot roll roofing right on top of that. You overlap it every 18 inches. It doesn't look great, but it's going to protect it. And I think that's what's most important here.
All right. It sounds like a plan. And I love walnuts. Send them to New York. I'll eat them all up.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. You can download our podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast. We hope that we've given you some great tips and ideas and advice on today's show. We hope that you're staying cool and comfortable in these dog days of summer. If you've got a project that you are thinking about doing, you don't know where to start, reach out to us 24/7 with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com because we love to help. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake has struck Haiti just days before a tropical storm expected to make landfall. Some 300 people and nearly 2,000 have been injured. It happened about 78 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Meanwhile, townhall.com has an ongoing partnership with the Christian relief organization Food for the Poor, which distributes food and essentials to remote sections of Haiti where food distribution is cut off. Listeners who want to help can visit our companion website, srnnews.com, and click on the Give Food, Give Hope banner on the homepage to donate. A Taliban offensive is encircling the Afghan capital as U.S. troops on the ground to protect American diplomats still in country. President Biden authorizing an additional 1,000 troops for deployment. That raises to roughly 5,000 the number of troops being sent to help Americans leave the country. Afghanistan expert Jason Campbell with the RAND Corporation says the Biden administration will take full brunt of the criticism regarding recent developments.
The ultimate decision was largely political, and we're seeing now some of the military and intelligence blowback from that. And I think that it absolutely will, you know, create another geopolitical concern for the administration that they perhaps did not foresee back when the initial decision was made.
New York State Assembly will suspend its impeachment investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo once he steps down.
Speaker Carl Hastie said in a statement that the Assembly Judiciary Committee had heard from its lawyers that it can impeach and remove an elected official no longer in office. Andrew Cuomo, who wanted a 14-day transition period, announced his resignation this past Tuesday over sexual harassment allegations, which he has denied. Some members of the Judiciary Committee said they wanted the group to at least release a report of their findings.
Shelley Adler reporting.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A recall by Hyundai and Kia.
The car makers are recalling more than 600,000 vehicles because damage to the trunk latches can stop them from being opened from the inside. The recall includes certain 2016 through 2018 Kia Forte and 2018 and 2019 Kia Rio small cars, along with some Sonatas, Accents, and Azaras. Documents posted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say that a person inside the trunk could become trapped due to the problem. Dealers will replace the trunk latches at no cost to owners. John Scott reporting.
Stellantis is recalling more than 266,000 pickup trucks, mainly in North America, because the side airbags can explode without warning and hurl shrapnel. Stellantis, formerly Fiat Chrysler, says the recall covers certain Ram 2500 and 3500 pickups from 2015 through 2020. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A New Jersey inmate who was freed early because of the COVID-19 pandemic has been charged with murdering a teenager just 2 days after his release.
25-year-old Jerry Crawford was serving time for burglary when he was let out on public health emergency credits to parole supervision. He has since been charged with murder of 18-year-old Davion Scarborough, who was gunned down in Bridgetown. Crawford was charged alongside Yusef Waits, who had also just gotten out of custody less than a month before the shooting. Both men were indicted on charges of first-degree murder. Patrick Foss reporting.
A new Oregon law that suspends requirement for a basic skills test in math, reading, and writing to graduate high school is being sharply criticized as a misguided effort that will hurt children's learning in the long run. Democrat Governor Kate Brown signed Senate Bill 744 last month without much attention or fanfare. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, and Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you take on your home improvement, your repair, and your decor projects. So we ask you, what are you planning for this weekend? Maybe it's for this month. Maybe it's for next month. What project is on your to-do list? Because ours happens to be empty right now. It's very unusual. We have nothing to do, so we want to help you out. So give us a call with those questions. We'll get you started. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, the pandemic has changed a lot about how we buy things, and that includes what we look for in new homes. In fact, according to a recent survey that was done by Realtor.com, 65% of people are house hunting with one feature in mind. One feature is more important than anything else in the house. We're going to tell you what that is in just a bit.
And if you've ever taken on a tiling project, you might know that some of the more inconvenient parts of the project are that it's messy and, you know, it takes days because you have to wait for the adhesive to set before you can grout. So we're going to show you a trick of the trade to install tile that's a lot less messy and it's far faster in just a bit.
And if you're ready for a new floor and you've got pets, it is smart to choose a type of flooring that can stand up to all the wear and tear those pets can dish out. So we're going to tell you what's on the market today and give you some recommendations on the best pet-resistant flooring.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for projects big and small.
We know you can do it, so give us a call right now. We will get you started. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You can leave a message for us. We'll call you back the next time we're in the studio, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. So let's get started.
Bill in Florida needs some help with a new home. How can we help you with that?
My brother-in-law purchased a home lived in by a smoker of 13 years, a heavy smoker, inundated the home with considerably with the smoke, and we had mentioned some options to him, which was kills, take out the rug, and sanitize his ductwork. Well, he's done two of those three things, except for the sanitation of the ductwork, of the vent system, and there's still preponderance of smell in there. And I was just wondering, are there any other mitigating things that we haven't considered that we could provide to him to help him out?
Did you do anything to the subfloor that was underneath the padding?
He did nothing to the subfloor. I know that for a fact.
Okay, it would be a very good idea to prime that.
Well, he's not a man of means, so to pull the rug up and put it back down is probably not going to be an option for him.
Are you sure that filters have been changed in the ductwork and in the cooling system itself?
Okay, I know the filters have been changed because I changed them myself when I showed them to him. He has not had the ductwork cleaned, and one of the recommendations we're making is that he hires someone to get in there and clean it. And when you take out the big intake vent, there's just yellow corrosion all around that foam as it leads up into the roof of the property. So I've recommended that he might want to have that foam pulled out, but again, depending on the expense, I don't know if he can do that. Is that something you guys would recommend?
Well, here's another step that you could take in the meanwhile, and that is that 3M has a filter that just came out on the market that is a carbon-based filter. So it's designed to not only filter the air in terms of dust particles, but it's also designed to remove odors from the air. So you might want to think about replacing the HVAC filters with the 3M Filtreat odor reduction filters. The carbon in there is pretty significant. It's about five or six times more than what the nearest competitor has. It really is quite a lot, and I think it might help a little bit in this case. Cleaning the ducts when they're that dirty and that gross is going to be probably a good move, but you might just want to replace the filter with one that's designed to absorb odor in the meantime.
Well, I appreciate the assistance. We'll try the filters, and we'll just go from there.
Try the filter. It's not very expensive, and, you know, it's probably $25, $30, and it'd be worth a shot.
Okay. Hey, thanks for your time, guys. Good show. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Pat in Michigan. Tell us what's going on with the leak.
Yes, we had some shingles that blew up, and the water got underneath, and it leaked, and then onto my ceiling. You know, we had high winds with, like we call side, you know. And so I've had the roof repaired, but I still have some leak water stains on my ceiling. And I'm trying to figure out how to cover them up, you know, without having to paint all of the ceiling. And my ceilings have never been painted. It's just raw drywall, but it's been textured.
Now, since this was storm damage, did you think to call your homeowner's insurance company?
No, because it's... That there's only three little, like one is a dime size, one is a quarter size, and the other one's a, like a dollar bill size.
Well, just for future reference, whenever you have shingles that blow off and leaks occur, that is why you pay for homeowner's insurance. So small or big, that's the kind of thing that's covered. You know, if it was a worn-out roof, that's one thing. But if you have storm damage where shingles blow off and water gets in, then you could have had that whole ceiling repainted at the expense of your insurance company. But, okay, we're past that now, so the question is, how do you deal with those stains? Whenever you have a water stain on a ceiling, you have to prime that spot. Since they're small spots like that, you can spot prime it, which basically means just to prime over those little spots themselves, and then you'll paint over that. You'll have to, if you don't have some of the original paint, you're going to have to pick up something that matches.
There is no paint. This is just drywall, textured drywall, and they did not paint the drywall.
They never painted the drywall?
No. Ceilings here are not painted unless you ask for it.
Okay. Well, all I can tell you is if you want to get rid of the stain, you have to prime it. You have to prime on top of it. If you don't prime on top of it, anything that you put over that is going to leak right through. So it might be time to think about painting the ceiling, Pat.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, thank you very much. I certainly do appreciate your time.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Hey, do you need help with a project? Maybe you want to talk it through? Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Now, Angie's List is now Angie, and it's a great time to book your next home project. You can get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, did you know that 65% of people shopping for a new house are demanding one feature more than any other? Share what that is when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
There's There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie, formerly Angie's List. Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's Pawsented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you can listen when you want if you follow the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. You can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Lee in South Carolina on the line who wants to build a koi pond. How can we help you?
Off the deck of my house in the one corner, I've got a bridge going to a gazebo. What I want to do is 2 feet out from the gazebo, I'm doing a raised flower bed. And from the flower bed, 4 feet out, all the way around the gazebo, I want to do a koi pond. And everyone keeps telling me that you got to do it in concrete because it's with liners, it costs too many, you'd have to have too many liners and sealing them, and it'd be a lot more of a problem.
Well, there's a lot of ways to build a koi pond, and most folks use liners.
Well, I mean, you have to use something. So you can either build almost like you would a small pool and pour a concrete, you know, I say foundation for lack of a better word, but, you know, a concrete form. Or you can get a plastic pool form. They're black. You see them at, I know the home center by me that sells koi. It's actually a garden center that sells koi and pump equipment for water features have a variety of sizes of these black sort of, they look like kiddie pools, essentially, but they're interesting shapes, and you dig out and then place this in the ground. Or you can get the black liner, which comes in a variety of widths and thicknesses, and then you would dig out the formation that you like, especially it seems like yours is a bit more specialized and free-formed and has to sort of fit into a different area of measurements that you have specific ideas in mind. So the liner is probably better because it will work with your specific dimensions. And you'll dig out You'll have to dig the slope into it as well. If you want shallow areas or deep areas, you'll have to dig that all in as well. Then you'll put sand down just to keep a smooth area. And then you'll put the liner in. And it sort of, when you put the water in, will start to take the shape of that area. And then what you'll have to do around the top on those edges is you'll have to use all natural rocks and large stones to hold that down and hide all of that lining. But there's no reason why you can't use a plastic liner.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you are a pet lover like us, we've got a great new contest that's live now on MoneyPit.com. It is called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it is paw-scented by our friends at LL Flooring.
I love it. I mean, we really went with a name that tells you exactly what to do. It cracks me up every time we say it. You guys, if you want to enter, all you need to do is post a picture of your pet with a short description. You know, maybe the pet has a hard hat on. I don't know, a tool belt or something. I'm just kidding. We just want to see your pets. And then you've got to share your entry and invite your friends to vote. Now, the top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy. Now, you can choose from any of LL Flooring's beautiful styles, including scratch-resistant floors, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, or waterproof vinyl. There's a theme here, pet-friendly floors. This is exactly what I'm saying.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest at moneypit.com/contest.
Stuart's on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I'm wondering at what point in a house life should you look at the insulation in your attic and re-insulating?
Well, if you have insulation that's old and you notice that it's sort of sagging and compressed and no longer fluffy, at that point I would remove the insulation and replace it. If you've got insulation that's still pretty fluffy and it holds a lot of air, but you just don't have enough of it, then you can add additional layers on top of that. You do that with unfaced fiberglass batts. You lay them in perpendicular to the existing insulation to try to get up to that, say, 15 to 20 inch level of insulation, because at that level you're going to be super insulated and it's really going to make a big savings in your heating costs.
Okay, but if it's flat, it needs removed before you put further insulation on top of it. It needs to have a little bounce to it, I guess.
If it's old and it's flat and it's compressed and it's sagging, then I would take it out and start from scratch.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Stuart. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, the pandemic impacted our priorities in a lot of ways, and that certainly includes what Americans are looking for when they shop for a house. According to a new survey by Realtor.com, 65% of homebuyers are shopping for places with a particular type of flex space, and that is space for extended family. In fact, the desire for additional space was the top reason that was driving home shoppers' decisions to purchase a new home in the coming year, as well as the need for a home to serve multiple purposes, especially the ability to work remotely.
Now, Realtor.com, they also reported that garages, large backyards, and a space for pets sort of always have ranked high on buyers' wish lists, but those features have grown in importance currently. Now, the top 10 pandemic-induced most desired home features included 28% of people want a quiet location. I mean, you've got to find a space away from the kids to get your job done, because we have all had embarrassing Zoom calls. I can only imagine. 25% of people are looking for an updated kitchen. We all had to cook a lot more and spend a lot more time inside, so that's really important. 24% are looking for a garage. I mean, storage is key, and I know a lot of us put stuff outside. 24% talking about a large backyard, and 20% an outdoor living area. I mean, for ages, this was the only way we could socialize, and I mean, it's sort of still that way, but that's really important to have a great space that you can entertain your friends safely. 19% were looking for an updated bathroom, 18% were looking for space for pets, and 16% were looking for an open floor plan, which sort of goes against that quiet location. You know, you're definitely prone to more Zoom mishaps with those open floor plans.
Yeah, I think the comparisons are interesting. I mean, open floor plans used to be extremely popular, right? I mean, that was really the way homes were being designed for a lot of the last 20 years. And now they're important to only 16% of buyers, which means people want to be able to close themselves off, keep a little space between you and the kids and everything else that's happening around the house.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these are the coworkers you spend the most time with, your family, and sometimes you don't always get along. Now, space for pets is almost equal in importance to an updated bathroom. That's really important.
Yeah, and that's crazy, isn't it? I mean, bathrooms and kitchens always were the number one, number two. They went back and forth on the most important. Now we're ranking space for the pets right up there with a space for a nice updated bathroom. And then having that updated kitchen is actually less important than a quiet location and almost equal to having a garage and a big backyard. So, again, you know, it's functional and it's useful, but these other things are just as important to folks about location and garages and big backyard. So I think the whole way we look at our homes has definitely changed as a result of being inside and so close to our immediate family for all of these months through the pandemic. We'll see how it, you know, plays out in the future, but I think it's really interesting how our expectations and our desires have changed.
I always loved those memes during the pandemic where it was like, I hate my coworkers today, and it would be like a person with a picture of their kids behind them.
Exactly.
It just cracked me up. Michelle in Minnesota is on the line with a bathroom floor thing, is all I can call it. What is going on? You're getting moisture coming up through the floor?
Yes, it's a laminate floor. This is my third summer in this house, and it's the first time that I've had this issue. And it was started around the warm and humid days. At first, I thought maybe that it was my toilet leaking because I had a new toilet put in last summer. But the plumber did come out and pull the toilet, and it didn't look like it was leaking or that the seal was broken on it. So we're thinking that it's condensation from the concrete slab coming up between the slats of the laminate flooring.
So the laminate flooring is on top of a concrete slab?
Correct, yep.
What's this doing to the floor? Is it causing it to deform in any way, or is it just showing up as a stain?
It is not buckling or anything along the edges. He thinks that maybe it's a rubber flooring, more of a rubber-based flooring rather than a wood. And so it has not curled the edges or anything like that. It just seeps up as moisture, and it comes like beads up right along the edges of the laminate.
Do you have air conditioning in this bathroom?
I do not. Nope.
Yeah, I was thinking cooler, moist air against a warmer floor could cause additional condensation. So, look, if you want to reduce the moisture that's coming up through the bathroom, there's a couple of things I can suggest. First of all, you want to take a look at the grading and the drainage conditions outside that bathroom, because the slab, if it's getting very wet, is extremely hydroscopic. So all the moisture in the earth will be drawn into the slab, and that's going to wick up and show up in your bathroom, apparently. So take a look at your gutters and downspouts. Make sure they're clean and free-flowing, and the spouts are extending 4 to 6 feet from the house. Get all that roof water away. And then take a look at the angle of the soil and make sure that that's sloping away. Now, do you have a fan in this bathroom?
Yes.
That is helpful. You might want to think about replacing the fan with one that has a built-in humidistat, because that's convenient on a couple of fronts. First of all, when you take a shower and you leave the bathroom, turn the switch off, it'll actually stay on until all the moisture is properly vented out of there. And if it does get humid on its own, then the humidistat will kick the fan on and also dry it out. They're not terribly expensive. I know Brohn makes a good one. There are a number of manufacturers you can find this from. And keep an eye on the floor. Some laminate floors, you know, stand up very well to moisture. I've seen laminate floors are going to be submerged, and they don't seem to be affected by it, but others will buckle just like hardwood would. So just keep an eye on it. And if it ends up that it does have to be replaced, I would paint that cement slab underneath with a couple of coats of epoxy paint to kind of seal in and stop the moisture from evaporating through it in the room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But only if you get that far. I mean, I wouldn't tell you to tear up the floor now, but if you have to replace it, just make sure you seal the slab at the same time.
Well, with summer almost over, holy moly, Labor Day is just almost here. We're running out of time to tackle those outdoor projects. Well, fall's going to be great for that too, but you got to start thinking about, I've got limited time before winter. What can I do? Well, let us help you. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Now, the Money Pit is presented by Angie, and Angie's List is now Angie. Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help you with projects big and small. So check out Angie.com and start your next home project today. Hey, are you ready to tackle a tiling project the easy way? We're going to show you a trick of the trade to install tile that's easy and quick when the Money Pit returns. 888 Money Pit.
We'll be right back.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, whether you're dealing with a repair or maybe you're dreaming about a renovation, you should consider us your coach, because I also deal with repairs, and so does Tom, and we dream about renovations all the time, so we can totally relate. Give us a call. Think of us as your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist. We love talking about this stuff. Got anything to chat up about with remodeling, decor, or fix-up? Give us a call.
888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Now we've got Carl in Maryland on the line. Welcome to the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
My toilet is making a whistling sound. It's a high-pitched monotone. Doesn't do it all the time. It starts and stops intermittently. I've tracked it down to where the fill is, where the water comes into the toilet.
Yeah, what's causing that, Carl, is the fill valve, and it's not an unusual condition. We see that a lot. We've heard about it many times. And the reason it happens intermittently is it's somewhat indicative on the expansion and contraction of those parts, and it's going to vary based on the water temperature. But it also is only going to happen when the toilet's refilling. So what you should do is simply replace the fill, and while you're at it, the flush valve, because they usually come in a set. They're not very expensive. You can buy both for probably $15. And if you follow the instructions that come with these, it is a do-it-yourself project to be able to kind of pretty much rebuild your toilet.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, if I may point out something, it does it when the water's not running in the house at all, sometimes.
Right, and here's why that's happening, okay? Because you probably have a leaky flush valve. That's one of the reasons I said to replace both fill and flush valves. Because if you have a leaky flush valve, you get a very slow leak of water out of the bowl, the fill valve will respond to that and refill that bowl. So you're probably wasting some water because of this condition as well. So it's a good thing you found it, but again, it's an easy, inexpensive fix, and you can do it yourself.
Okay, very good, Tom. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've ever taken on a tiling project, you may know that one of the more inconvenient parts of this project is that it's messy, and it takes days to complete because you've got to wait for that adhesive to set before you can grout. Now, SimpleMat is a project that changes all of that. You're like, what is this? Wow, that sounds great. Well, SimpleMat is a two-sided adhesive mat, and that's going to replace the need for thin-set mortar or messy mastic adhesive. It is the quickest, easiest, and cleanest way to install tile on backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. So you just apply the SimpleMat to the surface that you want to tile, and then you add the tile. It's sticky on both sides, so that's how it works. And the tile is going to bond instantly. So once you're done placing the tile, you can start to grout right away.
Yeah, I love it. There's no mortar, there's no mixing, there's no mess, and you get to grout immediately, which is going to save a ton of time. Now, you can use SimpleMat on vertical or horizontal surfaces when you use it with Simple Grout. And a backsplash project can be completed in just a few hours. SimpleMat is a product of Custom Building Products. Custom Building Products, no mortar, no mixing, no mess. Learn more at CustomBuildingProducts.com.
Pat in Arkansas is dealing with a humid house. What's going on there?
Well, I have a new heat pump, and it's not taking out the humidity. Of course, I live in a humid area, but I just wondered, it's supposed to take out the humidity, as I understood.
Well, not really. I mean, air conditioners in general, central air conditioners, which is essentially what a heat pump is, are not designed to be dehumidifiers. They do dehumidify by virtue of the fact that they're cooling the air, but they're not as effective as other forms of dehumidifiers. There's a couple of other ones that you could consider, one of which is called a whole home dehumidifier, and that's built into the HVAC system. It would be built into the duct system, and that can take out about 90 pints of water a day.
Uh-huh.
There's another type of standalone dehumidifier. In fact, I just put one of these in my own house, and I thought it was absolutely terrific. It's by Santa Fe,
And it's a small dehumidifier that installs, in my case, I put it in my basement, and actually is suspended from the ceiling in an unfinished part of the basement. And it's only 12 by 12 by 22, and it takes out 70 pints of water a day. And it's really neat. Once I had it up for an hour or so, I went down there, and you could just see this pretty strong stream of water dripping out of it, and all that water used to be in the air, and now it's no longer there. So you need to do some dehumidification, and I think that you'll find that that will do the trick, Pat.
Okay. What is the average humidity supposed to be in a house?
30 to 50%.
Well, yeah, I was going to say around 40, so we're in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
And if you put a good dehumidifier in, that will be set up to a humidistat so that you'll always know what the humidity is.
And it'll come on as it's needed.
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, I thank you so much.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Whatever you are tackling this weekend, don't worry. You're not alone. We are here to help. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you're ready for a new floor and you've got pets, it's smart to choose a type of flooring that can stand up to all the wear and tear that those pets definitely can dish out. They don't mean it, but they do it. We're going to share a few floors that will do just that after this.
Live in a money pit.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-scented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, resetting the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at KregTool.com. That's KregTool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And do you need some help with a renovation, a repair, even a decor project? Well, give us a call with your question right now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Well, on the Money Pit podcast, you can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Daniel in Louisiana is on the line with a stinky water situation. What's going on?
Okay, my girlfriend moved into a dentist office about a year ago, and the office sat vacant for a couple of years before she moved in. And now the water has a rotten egg smell to it. It's not coming from anything. It's actually coming from the water itself. It's not like coming from a drain or anything like that. It's actually coming from the water when you turn it on.
Okay.
Hot and cold water.
Because if it's coming just from the hot water, then that what that means is that there's a bad anode rod in the water heater itself, so that could be contributing to it. If it's coming from both hot and cold water, and it's coming not just when you turn the water on, but when it runs for a while, if it still smells that way.
Exactly.
Then I think what you're going to need to do is to put a charcoal filter in. I would put a whole house water filter in so that it's installed at the main, and that will actually treat all of the water going through the house and take that smell away.
Okay, just so what kind's out there? I'm not sure. It's
called a whole house water filter. Lots of manufacturers out there. But you want a whole house water filter, not just one at the faucet itself, a whole house.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
All right, good luck with that project, Daniel. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're ready for a new floor and you've got pets, it's smart to choose a type of flooring that can stand up to all the wear and tear that those pets definitely can dish out. The good news is that today there are literally dozens of products to choose from that can add style to your rooms but also stand up to those pets. Now, first step is you've got to start with a durable base. So you want to choose a type of flooring that's scratch resistant, waterproof, or water resistant, and of course, you got to make sure it looks good also.
Now, LL Flooring has a number of options, including scratch-resistant floors, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, or waterproof vinyl. So, for example, LL makes an engineered hardwood floor that's a part of the AquaSeal flooring line. Now, the AquaSeal floors have a water-resistant sort of locking technology, and they're specifically designed to help protect against accidents and other messes for up to 72 hours, 3 days. Of course, we'd strongly recommend you clean up the mess before that, but if you didn't, it would keep that water out for about 3 days. They're also durable, so they can stand up to heavy foot traffic for both pets and people, and they're easy to clean, which is, of course, another key quality of a pet-proof floor. Now, another way to go is rigid vinyl plank flooring. LL Flooring makes a product called Core Lux, which is 100% waterproof, and it's got an enhanced wear layer that's going to defend it against scratches and scuffs and stains. And both of these types of flooring come in a wide variety of colors and styles that can be seen along with hundreds of other options if you use the Floor Finder tool at llflooring.com.
Les, let's talk about all that fur. I mean, people are like, the dogs make a mess with their scratchy feet, but they also shed a lot of hair. So AquaSeal and Corlux floors, they can handle that wear and tear that your pets are dishing out. But with all that shedding, you got to start thinking like a decorator. So here's a trick. If possible, try to match the color of the room's fabrics and or flooring to your pet's fur color. I mean, it's not going to stop the pet from shedding, but you're not going to notice it as much.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, if you've got a black dog and you've got a white rug, you're going to vacuum a lot. I mean, it's crazy. And if you've got multiple pets, maybe different color pets, different fur, a multicolor pattern for the upholstery or the rugs, that's definitely the best way to hide all the hair in between vacuuming.
Yeah, you know, we're taking care of our son's pet. We got a visitor for the summer. He's with the grandparents, and his name is Kenny, and he is exactly the color of our hardwood floors. I mean, exactly. It's sort of a medium brown. In fact, when he lays down, and I'm like, he blends in with the floor. And we've noticed this over the summer that when he does shed, we really don't see it. But man, when you use the vacuum, the bag's like full, but you didn't at least have to see all that fur. It does, yeah. They kind of, especially in the hot summer, they shed a lot. Now, you can check out all the pet-proof flooring that LL Flooring makes at llflooring.com. And at moneypit.com/contest, you can enter our Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest, and you can win $1,000 worth of flooring from LL Flooring, along with a $50 gift card to pick up some treats for your pet at Chewy. Again, that's moneypit.com/contest. We're going to pick three winners. Every winner is going to get $1,000 of flooring and that gift card from Chewy.
Kathy in Arizona is on the line and needs some help cleaning the garage. What can we do for you?
Well, we bought this house last fall, and the garage floor is, I'm sure, grease from the cars, but I don't know how to clean it up. I'm just wondering if I can do that myself or if I've got to hire somebody to do that.
I think you can do it yourself. What you want to do is pick up some trisodium phosphate. It's known as TSP. You'll see it in the hardware store or paint aisle of a home center. Mix that up into a paste-like consistency and cover the area of the stain. Let it sit for a while and then wash it out. Now, old oil stains are among the most difficult to take up, but it will brighten it up a bit. And if you want it to be cleaner than that, what I would do is I would wash the floor, let it dry really well, and then paint it. You could use an epoxy painting, garage floor painting system. It's a two-part epoxy that's chemical cured. So you mix the two parts of the paint together, you apply it to the floor, then you wait an hour or two, and it basically hardens right up for you. And then it'll be a lot easier to clean after that.
Okay, but so I can still put that epoxy over if I don't get all this grease up?
No, once you clean up the grease, as I mentioned, the grease may be up, but it might still be stained. And if you wanted to make it look nicer, then you could paint it.
Yeah, because the beginning part of this kit is usually like an etching compound that sort of prepares the floor to receive the coating. So if you can just get the actual grease off, even though the stain is there, it'll prepare it so that it will adhere to it.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, we're here to lend a hand, so give us a call. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you really want to find the best pro for your job. Now, you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app, so download it today. Coming up, redecorating a kid's room can be fun. It's really a creative adventure for you and for your kid. So we're going to share three things that can help make your project a success next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people Phillip trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Now, Ronnie in Atlanta needs some help figuring out why her ceiling gets wet. She says it's been ridiculously hot, so we run our air conditioning a lot. My problem is that I get leaks coming out of the AC ducts in the ceiling, and the hotter it gets, the worse it gets. What can I do to fix this?
So what's going on here is simply a problem of condensation. So the warmer the air gets in your house, the more moisture it holds. And when that warm, moist air strikes a cold surface, it releases its moisture. So I'm going to suspect that your ducts above these areas where they're leaking are not insulated or not insulated well enough. And so you're getting moisture that's forming in the attic space. It's forming on the outside of the ducts and the registers, and it's dripping straight through. So the solution is pretty straightforward here, Ronnie, and that is for you to insulate around those ducts. There's different types of duct wrap insulation that can work, but if you insulate them, you'll keep that hot, warm air from getting to the outside of the duct, and then you'll stop that condensation from forming and dripping through to your ceiling. And you can put away that umbrella once and for all.
I was going to say, finally, you can take off the raincoat. Jeez. All right, Ronnie.
Well, whether you're creating a kid's room for a new arrival or updating a space for kids who insist that they're not little anymore, working on a child's room can be a fun and creative adventure. Leslie's got three suggestions that can help make sure your project is a success in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, first of all, the trick is that you've got to go in knowing the parameters of what you can spend, the smarts of material selection, and how you can make that space safe, healthy, even adaptable as your child grows. Now, believe it or not, it is possible to combine coolness and practicality, safety and organization for a room that both you and your child are going to love. Now, you also have to think about how many kids are using the space now, how many kids are going to be in the space in the near future, the next 2 to 5 years, how old are your kids, what age landmarks are they hitting in that room in the next few years. So is it a baby going to a preschooler, grade schooler, tween, tween to teen, etc.? And finally, what activities are you hoping to accommodate in that room? Is it sleeping and homework? You know, they hate to do homework, and so definitely put it in the bedroom because they will always go to it there. They also have to include space for playing, maybe arts and crafts or some sporting goods storage. Whatever it is, you have to figure out how your child is going to feel comfortable in that space and grow into that space and grow with that space. Now, if you think through these ideas with your child or kids or however many people are in that space, you know, even have them be involved in the design decisions. You know, of course, show options that you like all of them, not like, oh, haha, I'll pick this one nice one and this one ugly one, and they'll totally pick the nice one. No, they're going to pick the ugly one. It just happens. So put out things that you like, everything that's in the right price point, and say, like, do you like this or this? Let them be involved because it's a lot of fun for them to be involved in the process, helping with paint color, all that stuff. I just let my son pick the paint color for his room. And if you have time, look up Benjamin Moore Green Bay. It's Green Bay Packers green. It's okay. Really bizarre in a bedroom, but he loves it.
Yeah, you're going to add some yellow to that? Isn't that their other color?
No, I added it. I did like one alcove in the green, and I did the rest sort of in like a mushroomy, taupey beige with a lot of white.
Right.
And then I added in a lot of white frames on that green wall. But he goes, I love sleeping in the pickle. Sleeping in the pickle. That's what my child said. So maybe don't let them pick the paint color 100%.
Hey, listen, it could have been worse.
Truly. If you want some more tips, guys, check out Create a Kids Room That Will Grow With Your Child on MoneyPit.com.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. If you've got questions about your projects, we've got answers 24/7. You can reach us at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.